Hey guys, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching in from. Really interesting day in the crypto world. A lot of the altcoins were absolutely crushing it in the earlier part of the day. Then Bitcoin seemingly out of nowhere, not maybe as out of nowhere as you might think, but Bitcoin passed $15,000 and for a short time sucked a lot of the money out of some of these altcoins and sent them into a little bit of a brief short sell-off. And then Bitcoin has since cooled down a little bit. So kind of been some back and forth movement here and brings up some interesting points of discussion today that I want to hop into. But before we start things off, it's been a little bit of time since we've had a crypto happy hour. I was on vacation for the weekend here and was skiing, even though I'm a terrible skier, but a little bit of a vacation. So I wasn't able to have good enough internet to actually do a YouTube live, although I did bring the camera and the microphone. But tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time, I will be doing a YouTube live crypto happy hour. So if you'd like to join me for that, January 2nd, YouTube live crypto happy hour at 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you'd like to join for that, please do. But let's get into what you want to talk about. And that is the price action, some of the movements that are going on. And we'll start off with this tweet from Ari Paul, who is quite frankly one of my favorite people in the crypto space when it comes to overall investing theory, as well as just kind of high level market insights. I think he's one of the brightest, most intelligent people in the space, or maybe just the most eloquent, or one of the most eloquent when it comes to speaking and having a public presence. So I really enjoy what he has to say. But he said this, and this was yesterday at about 9:30, so January 1st at 9:30, said there were a lot of potential bearish effects on January 1st. Tax selling to put off realized gains by 12 months, lower liquidity, reversal if fund managers ran things up at the end of the year, as well as basically the market really survived them all. And depending upon, since that was kind of a maybe quote-unquote holiday, but depending upon how things played out on January 2nd today, that will probably set the tone for all of January. And today has been a pretty solid day in the crypto world. A lot of the majority of crypto assets out there are in the green. So this is, I think, a really interesting point of discussion. And I had made the initial point first where I said, hey, I think a lot of people are, at least in the month of December, holding on to some pretty massive gains because they'd like to, at the minimum, push those realized gains back by another 12 months. Because if you sold in December, you're going to have to pay capital gains taxes on those in 2018. If you sold January 1st, you're not going to have to pay capital gains taxes until maybe 16 months from now in 2019. So a big difference there. So there wasn't necessarily a massive sell-off from tax sell-offs. The low liquidity or any low liquidity didn't really have much of an effect. And we've seen that carry over today. So I think overall that is a very positive sign when it comes to what we're seeing, at least in Ari's view, but also in mine in general, is the follow-through that we're seeing today kind of setting a pretty bullish tone for the month of January. But now when it comes to the bullishness, there's usually the debate, or in some respects a debate, or kind of the joke of, hey, is it altcoin summer? Is it altcoin winter? Is Bitcoin dominating? What's been going on there? And depending upon how you look at it, so right now Bitcoin dominance is at the lowest it's ever been. We talked about this a little bit previously, but Bitcoin dominance right now is basically the lowest it has ever been in the history of cryptocurrency. Now, granted, there are a number of different factors associated with that. Ethereum has run up substantially. Ripple has absolutely crushed it, as well as Bitcoin Cash being a fork of Bitcoin. So Bitcoin Cash is kind of come out, as well as Bitcoin Gold, which has a decent sized market capitalization, all these different forks, all these different things that have happened, all these new crypto assets, all these ICOs. They've added more and more to the overall market cap of crypto, whereas Bitcoin has still grown rapidly, but not fast enough to keep up with the overall market capitalization of these other growing assets. So this isn't always the best thing to look at when it comes to like, hey, is Bitcoin crushing it or are the altcoins crushing it? Because there are extraneous factors or factors that Bitcoin necessarily can't control or some of these other cryptos can't control. But I think it's really interesting to look at it. And this is the lowest Bitcoin has ever been from a quote unquote dominance perspective. And today, you've been looking at this perhaps early on, the altcoins were just running and they were crushing and they were doing really well, whether it was Tron was making a massive move. I know a lot of people have money in Tron. Steam kind of coming back, not necessarily from the dead, but Steam making a big time move. Basic Attention Token, Ardor, Neo up 18%, Civic up quite a bit as well. Gollum, Ethereum was making a nice move. We can even pull up the Ethereum chart. So Ethereum popped pretty heavily last evening, all the way from the 7, it was kind of sitting in that 700, 730, 740 range. Over the course of 2 hours, Ethereum popped from 740, 750 or so, all the way up at one point in time to 880, and has actually kind of consolidated nicely in the 850 plus range. So Ethereum has crushed it, which has obviously led to a little bit of a loss from the Bitcoin dominance perspective. And when Ethereum typically, historically speaking, when Ethereum runs, a lot of the altcoins run with it. So Ethereum making a positive movement is typically a bullish sign, at least from a historical perspective. When Ethereum runs, it's usually a pretty good sign for a lot of the altcoins out there, which was leading a lot of people to, you know, say, hey, the alts are back, the alts are back, the alts are back. And that was the case up until like 2 hours ago or so, when out of nowhere, or not necessarily out of nowhere, but pretty quickly, Bitcoin jumped up nicely from the, you could see a lot of heavy buy volume here, but Bitcoin pretty quickly went from the $13,000 below $14,000 and within 4 hours was up above 15 grand. And as soon as Bitcoin made that run upwards, there were a lot of people selling altcoins, selling other crypto assets to move them back into Bitcoin. And Bitcoin is consolidating a little bit right now under $15,000. We'll see if that happens to stay, or if that this could be significantly different, which I'm sure it could be significantly different by the time we hop on Crypto Happy Hour tonight. But we're looking at sub $15,000 Bitcoin and a little bit of a sell-off in the overall, in some of the altcoins that were pumping pretty hard, as some people are saying, you know, noobs or newbies were panic selling into Bitcoin because they saw their alts dropping 5, 10, 15% from the 25% that they were up or whatever it might have been. But I think it's a pretty interesting viewpoint now as far as what's going to be driving the market forward here. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on it as well from the perspective of what do you think, and this is a pretty broad statement too, but what do you think is going to be the asset to hold over the month of January? We'll break it down simply here. But over the month of January, what do you think is going to be the better asset class to hold, like a jumble, a big portfolio of altcoins or Bitcoin or some combination of both? For me personally, I'm looking at holding a larger kind of rolling with my portfolio for the time being and seeing a larger collection of both, you know, probably about 50%, 60% altcoins with about 40% Bitcoin there so that we can see that. But this tweet that I had, I thought was just kind of a good, everybody was on the altcoin summer. This is alts are on fire, alts are on fire. And then literally over the course of 3 hours, Bitcoin went up $1,300, $1,400 and just sucked money right out of the altcoin market and kind of brought it back down to reality a little bit. And now that Bitcoin has gone down a little bit from that 15,000 plus range, you're seeing some of that money flow back into altcoins. So I think it's a pretty fascinating subject of discussion. And it could be pretty interesting to watch as we see things continue to develop in the month of, you know, in the month of January. I'm keeping an eye on a lot of how this is going to develop. For the most part, from what I've seen and from what a lot of the experts are saying, there is some resistance. there was support essentially with Bitcoin around that $12,000 mark, around the $12,300 mark. And there's going to be a little bit of resistance potentially at the $16,000 mark for Bitcoin. So if we're in that range, I think the altcoins are going to trade kind of all over the place, and it should be fairly interesting to see how they end up trading. But I'm excited to see how the portfolio pans out personally. Now, this is going to be, if today and yesterday were any indicator, January could be a pretty good time to have some money in crypto. But obviously, things can change at the drop of a pen, and things can change really, really quickly. So it should be a pretty fascinating time. I'm excited to see how it develops. But again, too, I would love to hear from you in the comments if you think that in January your best performing assets are going to be altcoins or if they're going to be Bitcoin. That'd be pretty interesting to hear what the overall consensus is and what kind of the group think is on that. I think that's always not necessarily the best indicator, but somewhat of an interesting indicator as far as where, you know, where the money might be heading into the future. And outside of that, guys, wanted to pop in here for a short little update. More content coming during tonight at 9 p.m. during Crypto Happy Hour, as well as tomorrow. Going to be doing some detailed analysis tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Crypto Bobby signing out. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good one. Peace.